It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
We got Chief Eric Schlatter, Texarkana, Texas Fire Department Chief and Emergency Management Coordinator with us to talk about some Shop with a Hero stuff and other things going on as well. How you doing today?
Great. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Good to have you. Good to have you. Now, what's going on at Nuke's Restaurant on Wednesday the 6th?
Okay, so tomorrow at Nuke's, they've very graciously agreed to donate 15% of whatever they make to benefit the Shop with a Cop and Firefighter program.
And it's not just for lunch. It's all day long?
It's lunch and supper. You'll see police and firemen there. Don't be concerned. They'll just be there to...
Actually, come join for lunch.
Sure. They'll be there to help people. I understand you're going to have to put your receipt in a box if you want to, if you want your meal to contribute.
Definitely
want to
do that.
So Nuke's tomorrow, lunch or dinner.
Or dinner. Supper.
Yeah, we had lunch there last week.
We did.
We'll go
a
tomorrow.
Salad.
Yeah, we'll be there tomorrow.
Great
for
salad.
That.
It was good. Good
salad. Salads, pizzas. Yeah. I like Nuke's.
Yep.
Nuke's, and then I know you've got another event.
14th next week.
Sponsored by mypigradio.com.
I just found out that y'all are co-sponsoring.
Yeah.
It's going to be at Gasano's.
At Gasano's. And that's good for 10%. Gasano's on the 14th. Is that for lunch and dinner, or would that be dinner?
I think I'm not sure on that one. I just know it's the 14th. Normally it's the whole day, so I would imagine it's lunch and dinner.
Yeah, I think so. We'll make sure, but just in case, when you go to Gasano's, tell them this is for the firefighters.
And this one, yeah, always the firefighters.
Yeah.
And this one benefits both sides, so it's going to do Shop with a Cop and Firefighter on the Texas side and the Arkansas side. They're going to split
the donation. And all of these organizations work so tightly together to make this happen. It's such a big event.
I can't imagine anybody wouldn't know, but they could be. People don't know, well, what is Shop with a Cop and Firefighter? Tell us a little bit about what happens in December.
Sure. So this year it's going to be December 3rd. We partner with Child Protective Services. They give us the names of 100 children.
These are needy children.
These are kids that
may not
have a rough go.
Yeah, rough go.
They've had a lot of things happen in their life, and they really don't have a good shot at having a good Christmas. And so they bring them out, and we pair them with either a police officer or a firefighter, and you just go Christmas shopping. I first did this, I guess, about 15 years ago now, and it's an incredibly humbling experience. You go shop with a kid, and I think my first or second year, we didn't even buy anything for the kid. They wanted to buy stuff for their siblings, their brothers and sisters.
It will, and you'll see these grown men tear up a little bit over these children because they're thinking of other kids before themselves. I've been going for years to the Target store over there, and now that you're going to be a policing experience alumni, you have to go.
Well, both sides have it, you know.
They do.
The Arkansas
side Texas
at the Super Walmart on the Arkansas Boulevard. And Texas goes to Target.
We go to Target. They're great. They're amazing partners. When we had to split the program a few years back, we were looking for somewhere to go, and Target welcomed us, and they've been nothing but just tremendous ever since. And so
now you know. If you didn't know, that's what Shop with a Cop and Firefighter, or Shop with a Hero, is all about. So when you hear that, oh, we're having a Shop with a Cop or Firefighter fundraiser, now you know. Because some people may know, well, what's that?
Sure.
You know, now you know that your kids are getting helped out at Christmas that would have a rough, rough go. That's what all these fundraisers for Shop with a Cop and Firefighter are about.
It is. And, you know, bicycles, so many times, though, I think, what was it, 100 last year? I think this year it's going to be a little bit more, but it was like $100 per child. Each child has like 100 bucks to spend, right? And they would. For me, one stood out. There was a kid, he was wanting to buy a heaters. Two heaters, like those little electric plug-in space heaters.
Yeah.
That's what he was wanting to buy with his Christmas money because they were cold.
Cold.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it was like, oh, no, well, I saw a couple of, one of the firefighters and a police, each bought a heater.
Yeah.
To kind of throw that on there.
Right.
Or the times that the kids come through and you know, they see something they want, but it's out of that budget.
How many times?
I don't even know how many thousands of dollars our local officers and firefighters have dipped into their pockets.
Oh, every
to cover that.
Every man and woman there does it. You can't help it. You know, it's the tragic thing is that there's 100 kids.
Chief Eric Schlatter, Fire Chief, Texarkana, Texas Fire Department, Chief Eric Schlatter with us.
We were talking about Shop with a Hero, and you were talking about the fact that...
it's like 100 kids.
100 kids, but there's so many more out there that aren't really needed. That you only do so many, right?
Sure, sure. And that's the sad part, is that there's this many kids that are going to have a rough Christmas and just a rough life in general. So anything we can do to brighten their day, we're in. I know the police department's in. You know, we see these folks in the course of our business.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's extra personal for us. Mm-hmm. And so it really helps to get to go and do this event. It truly is humbling. I invite the public out. Even if you don't get to shop, you just go to Target that day and get to see the event. It's pretty impressive.
If you would like the sensation, the feeling of, if you want the good, warm, fuzzy feelings, everybody wants to feel good, just come witness this. Come witness these little boys and girls, the joy on their faces, the joy on the men and women that are there to help, all of the volunteers that come out, the different organizations and sponsors, the companies around town. I mean, there'll be hundreds of people there just to observe and view and help out and make more donations, because we're always looking to the future. So, I mean, it's 2019. We're coming up on Christmas, but we're already thinking ahead to 2020.
Absolutely.
And adding more children every year. It's been growing year after year.
And we're going to have to look at increasing the amount that we shop with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that only lasts so long. The dollar doesn't go as far as it used to go. I think we all realize that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I went shopping the other day and had two bags, and it was $100.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. Absolutely. I look at that. You look in the game, and you go, this little amount costs that, man.
Right. I think the fire department should start buying in bulk the two old men and a dog coffee. It's really, really good coffee. I think a firefighter, you know, the rough, tough, dark, bold
tough coffee.
Yeah.
Proceeds
firefighter coffee.
Proceeds
you should
go to the mission.
Come to a firehouse and drink the coffee. It'll make you twitch a little. So it's pretty strong.
I got 200 pounds in there. we can fix you all
all
up,
proceeds
right,
go to the mission quick. Downtown
Central. Hey, Chief, now.
Wait a minute. Before you play a game, I did want to throw in the fact that we just changed the clocks, and you always like for people to check their smoke alarms, fire alarms, CO2, because we're in that heating season.
Absolutely. So we want you to change the batteries in your devices. So change your clocks, change your batteries. Do that, and check them monthly. Just push the button. If it beeps, it should be good, but certainly change the batteries. Smoke detectors save more lives than any group of firemen ever.
Well, that and carbon monoxide. That's
true. With the heating, the heating and fireplaces and the gas heating. And a lot of people use space heaters, electric things. You have to be careful with those as far as what's around them, what you're plugging it into.
And how you plug them in. Yeah. So we have a lot of fires in Texarkana due to extension cords. Mm-hmm. So they're very dangerous. Every cord has a limit to how much power it can draw through it.
And explain to that too. A lot of folks don't understand about these power strips.
Sure.
If you plug in a power strip, usually an appliance, you know, the television or a fan or something would do just fine in it. But running an extension cord from a power strip is a risk. That's dangerous.
Sure, that's dangerous. It's called daisy chaining. It's a code violation for businesses. So we'll write a business up.
As he looks under there and make sure.
We won't mention the ones in the room right now. But
oh, no, these is up to code, Chief. I promise if you just look that way over there, we'd be just fine.
But it is really dangerous. We've actually had fatalities.
Oh, yeah.
From an air conditioner being plugged into an extension cord. So heaters,
you can feel it getting hot,
and air conditioners need to be directly plugged into the outlet, and then the outlet needs to be rated properly also. But space heaters draw a tremendous amount of power. They get hot, so if things touch them, you know, new ones have some safeties that if they get knocked over, they'll turn off. But there's still a lot of the old ones out that are pretty dangerous, and you have to be careful and respect them.
And not get them up next to curtains and things like that.
Yeah, throw your wet clothes on them to dry them off. We see that a lot, that's incredibly dangerous.
Yes.
All right, so we've got Texarkana, Texas Fire Department Chief Eric Schlatter with us, and we're going to play a game, JW and between the two of you.
Okay, we'll see who's smarter than a fifth grader.
Smarter than either a fifth grader. One of us are. The following questions come from standard fifth grade curriculum in the U.S.
Okay.
Get 4 out of 5 correct, or you ain't got the sense of a fifth grader.
We got to get 4 out of 5 to
be. Got to get 4 out of 5 to be smarter than a fifth grader.
All right.
All right. Keeping score right here.
Go ahead.
All right, number one. What number does XXXIX represent in Roman numbers? A36, B39, or C41? XXXIX.
39.
You're both right. Number two. What word best describes what the following passage is talking about? There was rain and sleet in Boston last weekend. A, the weather. B, the climate. Or C, the forecast.
The weather.
Oh, you guys got this so far.
So far.
That's
right down my alley there.
So far, two for two.
Yeah, get to the math and the...
No. Oh, here's a good one. Number three, a ferry needs to take 250 tourists across the river.
Oh, a ferry. I thought you were talking about Peter Pan type stuff, you know.
Yeah, that kind of ferry.
Okay, the boat.
A ferry. Okay. A ferry boat needs to take... Jeez. Needs to take 250 tourists across the river.
This is math.
But it can only transport 55 tourists at a time. Assuming it takes as many tourists as possible on each trip, how many tourists will be on its last trip? It's a tough one.
Oh, wow.
A, 20. B, 30. Or C, 55.
Hold on a minute.
it's going to be 30 on the last trip.
You need a piece of paper and a pen?
Say it again.
You're smarter. Yeah. We know at this point. You got this, yeah. Chief. All right. 250 tourists across the river. The ferry only carries 55 at a time. Assuming that it takes as many tourists as possible on each trip, how many will be left on the last trip? We're just going to go ahead and fail you. It's not 215.
No, it's not. Just be quiet a minute. It is.
You were correct.
35.
No, it's 30.
It can't be 30.
It is 30.
It can't be 30.
It's 30.
It cannot be 30.
You said, well, you want me to help you out
55?
With it?
You said 55? Wait a minute. You said 55, right?
55
okay,
is how many?
55 and 55 is...
210. You got it all. What is 250?
110.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. See, I see where I messed. Yeah. I see where I put a 6 instead of a 1.
You missed it. Just
it's,
carry
must
on.
Be 30.
All right, here we go. Number four. So, number four.
Told you not to do math.
American folk hero Davy Crockett was many things. Which of the following was he not? A, a politician, B, a frontiersman, or C, an inventor?
I don't think he was an inventor.
What's it going to be, Chief? What was Davy Crockett not? A, a politician, B, frontiersman, or C, an inventor?
I'm going to say politician.
Oh, that's your first one to miss.
Yeah.
All right, no, he was not an inventor.
I would think everybody was back then.
But... We're tied up now, fellas.
Oh, boy.
We're tied up. You've got to get this.
This is the big one?
I hope it's math.
This is the big one. All right. Who was known as the Greek goddess of love? A, Aphrodite. B, Athena. Or C, Pandora?
Aphrodite.
Hey, all right. Everybody's smarter than a fifth grader.
It's a tie, and we're smarter than a fifth grader.
Everybody knows that Pandora was the goddess of internet music.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Chief, for stopping by and playing with us a little bit. Don't forget, Nukes tomorrow, Wednesday, November 6th. That's going to the Shop with a Cop and a Firefighter, and then 14th at Gusano's.
And then December 3rd is the actual
event.
And we kick off 8:30-ish.
Cool deal.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.